Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today we are going to talk about female. We have Li Shuangyi. Hi, Shuangyi, 你好。
Hi, Xiaolan, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Right, we are going to talk about female. It's great that we have two females talking about female. The way to say female in Chinese, it's 女性。
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 Yeah, 女 it's woman, basically. And the shape of the character was a pictographic in the ancient time that was a woman with breasts kneeing or standing on the floor, and that shows gender inequality in the ancient time. And 女 could be as a noun, it's a woman. But when we use that as an adjective, that means female. And to emphasize this female as a gender, we add another character behind 女, it's 性. And 性 originally means nature or sex, the gender. So the female gender, female sex, it's female. So 女性。
女性。
女性。Right. You are very interested in the subject about female and feminine.
Yes, I was. I grew up in China and it was a subject that I never thought of growing up because a boy was always more preferred. A man is always more competent in the job place. A man, for him, a promotion is important and education is important. Generally, everything is more important when you are a man. And I accepted that growing up in that environment, and until then I start reading books. So education is never a good thing, sarcastically, of course.
Right.
Is that start make you thinking, and wow, as a female, what am I good at? What is my place in the society?
Right. And then at that time, the books you were reading, which broadened your perception, were they written in Chinese or in English?
They were written in English, which is why English books, specifically untranslated English books, are very heavily criticized and I wouldn't say banned, but very low distributed books. I started on Shakespeare, which is not particularly a traditional traditional Chinese type of books to be learning. And I learned some really colorful language from him. And of course, the value of the female sex.
Right. Okay. Yeah. When we want to describe someone who is very feminine, we can say 女性化。
女性化。
Yeah, 女性化。女性 is female. And 化, that means transformation.
Mm-hmm.
So the transformation, the process of transformation, or the fact that something which is very feminine is 女性化。
女性化。
Yeah, and then earlier we touched a little bit on feminism. We can say 女性主义。
女性主义。
Yeah, 女性主义。主 is the main or the host or the master, and 义 is the meaning of it.
Mm-hmm.
So the principal meaning, the principal idea. So that's the ideology. So the feminism, it's 女性主义。
女性主义。
Yeah. And then, so you had the first, I would say, can I say enlightenment by reading Shakespeare, which is an interesting way of getting in touch with the idea of feminism.
I think Shakespeare was the first step,
mm-hmm.
because he realized that in many of his characters, the way he talks about them were ridiculous and were very similar to what I grew up with. And I recognized the kind of society that he was in at that time of England. And it was similar in the society that was grew up. And you see female characters struggling with inheritance, with education, with who they are and their voices. And I struggled with that too, which was because I was a girl.
Mm-hmm.
What my opinion and my voices were usually discounted in classrooms and in everything because of who I am and not of what I say. But of course, what really is to blame is BBC and BBC News.
Right.
And yeah. That really got me into what it means to be a female and what feminism is. 女性主义.
Cool. And then since we learn about 女性, we should also learn how to say our counter sex. We say male, 男性。
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 Yeah, 男 is the male figure, the adult male. 男。
Nan.
And Xing is the same, is a gender or sex. So the character for Nan is the combination between the field and the power. So that referred to in the ancient time, because the agriculture society, the male figures, the men, they were the major labor force on the fields. And so that means male. And in a way, that also implied that a female, they stay home looking after the family. So Nan, it's male person. And Xing is gender. The character for Xing, it's actually the character for heart combined with the birth.
So love come first.
Yeah, love come first. Exactly. So 男性 is the male gender.
男性.
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 And then to say someone like a 男性化, that means someone very masculine. So 化 is transformation. So masculine. 男性化.
男性化.
Yeah. And then to say the same gender, we say 同性.
同性.
Yeah, that we are the same gender. We are both females. So we are 同性.
同性.
Yeah, 同 means the same, identical. Then 性 is gender. And then to say the different gender, person with different gender from us, which is male, we say 异性.
异性.
异性. 异, that means different.
异性.
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 Yeah, 异性, 同性. And then to say this is your nature or my nature, we say 本性.
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 Yeah, 本 is origin, and the character, it's the shape of a tree, and underneath the tree, there's a plank underneath, and that means foundation or origin. And here, that means the origin of your nature. 本性.
本性.
Yeah, so we have 女性, but how about female person? Sometimes we say 女人.
女人.
女人. 人 is person. So female person, the woman. 女人.
女人.
Yep, and then to describe people, the female teenager, we say 女生.
女生.
Or 女孩.
女孩.
Yeah, 女生 or 女孩. And then, of course, when we want to change to the male teenager, we say 男生 or 男孩.
男生. 男孩.
Yep, and the male person?
男性.
男性 or 男人.
男人.
Yeah, so there are many ways of calling, and actually we can find matching words in English. Gentleman, lady, boy, girl, teenage boy, male, female. And it's the same as in English. We can find matching word in every Chinese category.
Yes, I just wish that in actually in reality, if the meaning behind those words is the same, matching in just with a gender change.
Yeah, I guess it's getting there. And then I don't know about your observation, in the recent trips I had to go to China, I found a lot of very strong independent ladies, and
awesome.
Yeah, they are very tough, and they are very knowledgeable. They have great leadership, creativity, very shrewd management skills and judgment as well. And I can see it's coming up quite nicely.
That's really good to hear. And I'm looking forward to see it with my own eyes someday down the road.
Right. So thank you, Shuangyi, for joining us. Today we talk about female, 女性.
女性.
I hope you enjoy this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. 再见, 再见, Shuangyi.
再见, bye.